And you tend not to feel good if you know that you're sweating excessively, because it can make you a bit nervous, can't it?
And, you know, it's very warm this time of year. It's nice and warm and sunny and muggy. And but if you're in an office in an air-conditioned environment and you're clothes are wet from sweating, you know, perhaps around your back, under your armpits, in your face.
And you must have had a lot to drink last night.
Well, that's a possibility. So, you know, and it can be really, really uncomfortable and very embarrassing for a lot of people. So, you know, why might this be happening? For some people, unfortunately, there's a hereditary factor to it. Some people just have a tendency to sweat more. But a lot of the time, people are actually aggravating the situation. And probably the first thing to think about would be the effect that adrenaline has on your body. So if you're stressed, your body will release more adrenaline. And one of the first things it does is to heat you up and make you perspire more. It's basically getting your body ready to fight.
I sweat all morning in here.
Well, I know, because it's very scary.
Because I'm a one-armed paper hanger.
Well, there you go. So, and some people, when they're in a, they might be in a job that perhaps they're feeling that they're not doing their job properly, they have a lot of presentations they're not comfortable with, all that type of thing can actually increase your levels of stress and increase your levels of sweating. Can be difficult to remove the situation, yourself from the situation, but it can be a good thing just to recognise it. And one of the worst things you can do if you think this is what's causing your excessive sweating is to bang a whole lot of caffeine in there on top of it, because that increases the amount of adrenaline. And coffee in particular, you absorb the caffeine very quickly, so you get this adrenaline rush, heats you up more, more sweating on top of it. So probably the first thing to think about for excessive sweating is what kind of stress levels you're under and your caffeine drinks. You know, Coke-based drinks, coffee, even tea can actually affect some people. So those would be the two things. And yeah, we can talk about some other things another time that can actually help with preventing sweating. I knew that I would not.